One of the words commonly referred to in the text of the complete Golden Dawn system of magic is the word Klefoth. These are defined as the beings, sometimes referred to as evil, below Malkuth, and the shells of the dead. Now you'll notice in the text that the word Klefoth is spelt with a P. But as I explained before, the P is a pay, and pay has a dual pronunciation depending upon where the dot or the doggish is placed. The preferable pronunciation is Klefoth. There is a set of Klefoth referred to every Sephira. This world of demons, so-called, has its own tree of life with 10 Sephiroth. The Ketha of the world of Klefoth is called Thormiel. 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 And it is translated as the two contending forces. Thormiel. The two contending or antagonistic forces. Hachma of the Klefotic tree are the Gogiel. Gogiel. Gogiel, which means the hinderers. The hinderers. The Bina of the Klefotic tree are named the Sartariel. Sartariel. Sartariel, which translates as the concealers. The concealers. Chesed on the Klefotic tree has the attribution of Arkshekolo. Arkshekolo. Arkshekolo, meaning the breakers in pieces. The Geburah of that tree has a set of Klefoth referred to as Golohab. Golohab. Golohab, which means the burners, the burners. Two Tefareth on the Klefotic tree are attributed some Klefoth called Tag-i-ri-ron. 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 Who are the disputers? The disputers. Two Netzach of this tree are attributed Garab Serek. Garab Serek. Garab Serek, which means the ravens of death. The ravens of death. To the hood of this tree are attributed the Klefoth named Samael. 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 The liar or poison of God. To Yesod of the Klefotic tree are referred Gamliel. Gamliel, the obscene ones. The obscene ones. While Malkuth of the Klefotic tree has the attribution of Lilith. Lilith, queen of the night and of the demons. Now, there may not be many occasions when you will need to refer to these or to use them, but it's just as well to have them somewhere in your mind and to know the pronunciation.